This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Oxford University says the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine trials in the United States have proven the shot to be 79% effective against the virus. Oxford said in a press release Monday that the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and highly effective, the latest adding to previous trial data from the United Kingdom, Brazil, and South Africa, as well as real-world impact data from the United Kingdom. Several European countries had recently stopped using the AstraZeneca vaccine because of reports that the vaccine was associated with blood clots in recipients. The European Medicines Agency, however, had recently found that the vaccine was safe and effective in the battle against the virus. The U.S.'s Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee will now publicly debate the evidence behind the shots before the agency decides whether to allow emergency use of the shot. Guy Brice-Parfait Kolela, the main challenger in the Republic of Congo's presidential election, has died of COVID-19. A spokesman for Kolela's campaign says the 61-year-old candidate died Sunday as he was being evacuated from Brazzaville to France for treatment. Kolela was too ill to participate in a final campaign rally Friday, 2 days before the election. He recorded a video from his hospital bed Saturday, holding an oxygen mask, declaring that he was battling against death, but urging his supporters to stand up and vote for change. Sunday's election was the second time Kolela has challenged incumbent President Denis Sassou Nguesso, having finished second in the 2016 election. This is VOA News. Anti-coup protests broke out again across Myanmar early Monday as popular acts of defiance against the military junta continue. The protests go on despite the regime's violent and increasingly deadly pushback. Hundreds of demonstrators marched along a main road in Mandalay before dawn, many of them doctors, nurses, students, and other medical personnel wearing white coats, repeating a similar demonstration carried out the night before. Scores of motorists in the commercial capital of Yangon honked their car horns in response to a call on social media, according to Reuters. Myanmar has been in turmoil ever since the military jailed de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other members of the democratically elected civilian government were detained on February 1st. At least three people were killed Sunday in violent clashes between police and civilians. The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners activist group said nearly 250 people have been killed since the coup, with more than 2,000 people detained. Iran has made threats against an army post in Washington, D.C., and against the army's vice chief of staff. That's according to two senior U.S. intelligence officials who weren't authorized to publicly discuss national security matters and spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The threats are one reason the Army has pushed for more security around Fort McNair, which sits alongside Washington's bustling waterfront district. City leaders are fighting the Army's plan to add a wide buffer zone from the shore of the Washington Channel. That plan would cut off access to as much as half the width of the busy waterway. The U.S. city of Miami Beach officials in the state of Florida are extending an emergency 8 p.m. curfew for at least another week. Sunday's decision by city commissioners comes after days of intense partying, where unruly crowds gather by the thousands on South Beach, fighting in the streets, destroying property, and ignoring masks and other COVID-19 orders. Tourists are being encouraged to stay inside their hotels, and pedestrians or vehicles are not allowed to enter the restricted area after 8 p.m. SWAT officers in bulletproof vests dispersed pepper spray with pepper spray balls to break up defiant crowds. Miami Beach police say more than 1,000 people have been arrested this month. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.